So let's review. In the previous daf, we had two braises that learned from the pasuk of Maaser Sheni by way of klal prat klal, exactly which types of food may be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. One braisa concluded that the food must be pri mipri v'gedulei karka, something that reproduces from its own seed and is nourished by the ground, while the other braisa concluded that the food must be vlad vlodis ha'aretz, generated from something that was generated from the ground. May benayu. The Gemara asks, which foods these two braises are arguing about? Amar Abaye, Dogi Miki benayu. Abaye holds that the first braisa would allow buying fish since they are nourished from the ground, while the second braisa would not allow fish because they were originally created from water and not from earth. The Gemara points out that this cannot be an accurate quotation of Abaye, because he holds, Achol petisa loikarba. If a person eats a certain type of non-kosher water creature, he only gets four malchias. Two for eating shrotzim in general, and two for eating sheretz hamayim, water creatures, and not an additional three for eating sheretz hasheretz al aretz, creatures that crawl on the ground, apparently because Abaye holds that fish are not considered to be nourished from the ground. Elomar Ravina, oifais ikibinayu. Instead, Ravina suggests that the first braisa includes birds, because they are also nourished from the ground, but the second braisa excludes them since they were not generated from the ground. The Gemara explains how each braisa understands the mechanics of a klal prat klal in order to arrive at the respective conclusions about including or excluding birds. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Mishmei d'Rav. Rav listed several specific foods that may and may not be used for an erev. One of the permissible ones is gudgonias, coriander. Even though it hurts a man's ability to father children, and when the stalks harden and go to seed, it is generally unhealthy, the Gemara has three explanations why it may be used for an erev. First, we may be speaking of shalei hukshu lezera umrubibanim, unhardened coriander being used by people who already have lots of children. Second, the fact that people who already have children may eat it may even allow a person who does not have children to use it for an erev, just like a nazir may use wine, that afagav dolei chazilahai, even though he personally cannot drink it, but others can. Finally, maybe we may only use handukukoi midoi, which is a harmless type of coriander. One of the forbidden ones was chaziz, green grain. And the Gemara asks that elsewhere Rav said, Ma'arvin mehen u'mavarchan alein bari pri adama. Green grain may be used for an erev, and its bracha is bari pri adama. First, the Gemara answers that at first Rav thought it was not a food, but once he came to Bavel and saw people eating it, he changed his mind. The Gemara rejects this because, but la daitin as kaladam. The behavior of people in Bavel does not necessarily reflect what is normal to most people, and therefore it is not enough to make green grain a food. Instead, the Gemara answers, Ki kama Rav, bedagnu niyasa. Rav only allowed the garden variety green grain, which is eaten everywhere. Parenthetically, the Gemara relates that when Reb Zeir would become exhausted from his learning, he would sit outside the yeshiva. He thought, Ki nafki v'ayli rabbanan, ikim mikamayu v'kabal b'hu igra. When the rabbanan will come and go, I will stand up for them, utilizing my time for mitzvahs and receive its reward. A young boy came out and Reb Zeir asked him, My agmarach rabach, what did your Rebbe teach you today? The child said, Kishus, hops, are bay pri adama, and chaziz, green grain, is shahakal nibidvar. Reb Zeir disagreed and thought that green grain should be hadama because it grows from the ground, and hops should be shahakal because they grow from the air. The child said that hops are bay pri adama because it is a real full fruit, but green grain is shahakal because it's not fully ripened. The Gemara passes like the child, because hops are gemar peri, a fully ripened fruit, while green grain is love gemar peri, not a fully ripened fruit. The Gemara continues to elaborate on Rav's listing of foods that may or may not be used for a native. Ubechaf niyois ein ma'arvin? How can Rav say that we may not use non-maturing dates? After all, we have a braisa where everybody agrees that it is metami tomas oichlin. The Gemara offers two answers. First, hasam bedaneschani. The braisa is talking about dates from male palm trees, which are considered mature in this state because they will never ripen. But immature dates from a female tree are not considered food because they will one day ripen. The Gemara rejects this answer because Rabbi Yehuda holds the non-ripened dates are chayav b'maisers, indicating that when he says that non-ripened dates are patami maisers, it must be speaking about dates capable of maturing. Rather, the Gemara suggests that they are not edible and cannot be used as an erev. The only reason they are metamet tumas eichlin is because yochol lematkin al yidei ha'or, they can be made edible by cooking. Regarding kor, hearts of palm, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma seem to be saying that they are not considered food for any halachas, except that they can be bought with Maaser Sheni money. The Gemara asks what they argue about. Amar Abaye, sholku v'tognu ikibinayim. The Tanna Kamma would hold it can be turned into a food with much cooking or frying, but Rabbi Yehuda holds it will never be considered food, therefore he refers to it as a piece of wood. Rava rejects this because a braisa says that even rawhide can be turned to food through cooking. So it's unlikely that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that heart of palm cannot be turned into food with cooking. El amar Rava, iki b'nayu bracha. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira, that it is a vegetable, and the bracha would be by pradama. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, holds like Shmuel, that it is not a vegetable, and the bracha would be shahakol nibedvar. The Gemara concludes, Avagav the kolsei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, hilchasek havasei de Shmuel. Even though Shmuel tried to support Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira, from a braisa, the halacha is like Shmuel, that the bracha is shahakol. The Gemara next lists how much of different foods, including hops, green grain, and wet beans, are needed for an Erev. The general rule is that the amount of that particular food that you would eat in two meals is required for an Erev. Amar Rav Abnuna, Ma'arvin betrodin chayin. One version of Rav Abnuna's statement is that we may make an Erev with completely raw beets, since they are edible. Another version is that we may not make an Erev with half raw beets, because Rav Chisda said that half raw beets can kill a healthy person, and therefore may not be used.